Anything on EJ Gaines' health?
Yeah, he's going to be – he'll be out there today. You know, he'll be a little bit limited, but he'll be out there and should be a go for practice.
Expect him to play?
We do at this point, right, we do.
So how dangerous is it going to be going against Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis and guys you're very familiar with? They're very good. They did a great job last week against San Fran. The challenge.
Yeah, huge challenge. This is a very talented football team. You know, a team that's been together for a long time. You know, 7 years now for the most part. They retained some players, I should say, first off, and then they added some players with Peppers and Captain Munderland. So, very talented football team. Very talented defense. They do a great job schematically and extremely fast. So we'll have our hands full.
What's your advantage because you know them?
I'm sorry?
What's your advantage because you know what you're about to face?
I mean, I'm aware of strengths and weaknesses, if you will. I mean, that's the part that is there. I acknowledge that. That the players will be on the field making the plays, we got to have a great week, and we've got a lot of work to do. Like I said, coming off of last week's game, and really for us, it's about us growing as a football team, and then making the trip down there. That'll be a big challenge for us.
To what extent can you and Ron, for that matter, adjust what you do because of what you know about each other and your tendencies as coaches?
You know, to what extent? You know, that's interesting. I mean, it's where they are in terms of. They're 7 years in, you know, we're 2 weeks in. So there's difference in the life cycle, if you will. They've been around each other for a long time there in terms of the continuity and what comes with that. So, we're really in the infant stages, if you will, of that life cycle, and we've got a long way to go. We're going to try every week to put our players in position to be successful, and that's our job as coaches. And feel good about a lot of things last week. I really do. And it's really how do we continue to evolve as a football team to establish who we are as a football team, our identity, our fundamentals, and then closing the gap, Vic, in areas where we need to close the gap from last week.
When you were down there in Carolina, how often was Cam playing your defense or practicing against your defense compared to what the scouts and defense might have been?
Well, that's every day, every day through the natural, evolution of what happens in the OTAs, what happens in spring and training camp. And then obviously you transition just like we do and most teams do to scout team work, or he was working against the look team that week during the regular season. But, he's familiar with what we do. We've got some familiarity with what they do. They do an incredible job. Mike Shula does an incredible job of moving pieces around and very dynamic offense. Their coaches do a great job. Coach Matsko up front with the offensive line just very talented across the board, skill set wise too. I mean, you got Olsen, you got McCaffrey, you got Jonathan Stewart, and Kelvin Benjamin, Devin Funchess, and the list goes on. So, how do you stop them? So that's a challenge.
You're more familiar with how hot it is down there, and it's going to be 86 degrees on Sunday. You know how that can get. How do you prepare for that throughout the week? And was the defensive line rotation in last week's game maybe even having that in mind, and next week you have a really hot game?
Right. Our system is our system just in terms of rotating players. We want fresh players. Separate of the weather, we're always going to do that. That's just philosophically what we believe in. And also with that goes the saying of, everyone adds value. We need everyone to win, and that's important. Separate of that with respect to the weather, that's a part of the country where it's warm, and we've got to be prepared for that, and we got a head start on that Monday with our hydration process.
Sean, when it comes to offensively, last week the plan was to attack them short passing game, and you acknowledged that. Moving forward, though, against a team, for instance, like this team that's very good up front, do you have to have a more dynamic, at least intermediate passing game to continue to allow LeBron to do what he's able to do? I mean, is that going to be something you have to address? Because there was nothing really down the field last week. Just how important is that?
Well, it's important from the standpoint of just us evolving as an offense, that we take what the defense gives us. And if the throws aren't there down the field, then we take what the defense gives us. If the throws are there down the field, then we'll take those throws. We took a couple of them last week, and a couple of them worked out. You know, there's also value in run after catch also. So there's a lot of different ways to win football games. I thought we did some good things last week on the offensive side of the ball. I thought we got into a rhythm, and you know, to your point, we have to improve. And so that's an area that, you know, we need to improve on, and just like a lot of different areas all across the team. So, but at the end of the day, we have to play smart. And that means on the offensive side, it means being smart with the football and taking what the defense gives us. And you know, I thought we did a good job of that.
Sean, going back to your defensive line rotation, and I know that is your philosophy when it comes to your defensive tackles. Can you appreciate, however, the scrutiny that's being placed on questions about Marcel only playing 50-some percent of the plays, given the fact what his value is to this team as far as the salary goes?
Yeah, when it comes to what it takes to win a football game, I don't think about those things. I think about what's going to give us the best chance to win a football game, and that's keeping players fresh up front. And that's just philosophically, again, what we believe in. We don't factor those other areas into it. And I know some of this may be, you know, what people are used to seeing, and you know, we're focused on what we do and how we win, and getting better every week. And so, whatever is in that bucket of that, that's what we're focused on.
So when it comes to your philosophy and meshing your philosophy with building your team, does a defensive tackle's value that high when it comes to building a salary structure as opposed to other positions?
Well, it's all about getting the best 11 on the field and putting players in position to be successful. So there's value in every position. You need 11 guys, and 11 guys being unselfish, doing their job. As I said the other day, being 1/11th of the defense, doing your job. And with respect to Marcel, I thought Marcel did a heck of a job of that the other day.
And not to belabor the subject, I'm sorry, Vic, but I understand the 1/11th part, but when it comes to salaries, a quarterback is going to get the bulk of the salaries because he's important to that team, to that side of the ball. When it comes to the defensive side of the ball, do you value other positions more in that sense, given the disparity between, say, a quarterback and a tight end?
Well, there's definitely on the defensive side of the ball. Sure, there's definitely value in defensive linemen, and because of the ability to affect the quarterback. You know, you flip it the other way. Okay, quarterback on the offense, value in the quarterback. Defensively, who can affect the quarterback? Defensive linemen do that, so there's value in that position, sure.
Speaking of affecting the quarterback, knowing what you know of Cam Newton, what are those challenges to deal with size, power, the big arm, everything that he has is really a tremendous package when he's on. So you know that well.
Mm-hmm.
What's, if you can break down as much of that as you can and how you see your team's ability to handle it?
Well, he was an MVP of the league for a reason a couple of years ago, and I had a front row seat to watch him on a day-to-day basis and watch his strengths. And you mentioned a few of them, Vic, with respect to the size, the speed, the power, the arm strength. I mean, that's what we're up against. And then you add the other weapons that they have, you know, that'll be a huge challenge for us. So we've got a lot of work to do this week.
Does it persist, I mean, for your linemen to handle it, besides keeping them fresh, does it require, because of his ability to stand in there, and he will take a lot of punishment too, how do you approach that maybe differently than you did a Josh McCown or another quarterback?
Well, each quarterback, you know, brings a little bit of different skill set to the table. Cam has some unique uniqueness to his skill set. And he has the ability to pull the ball down and run, so we have to be mindful of that. And again, the arm strength, we've got to be mindful of that. He can extend plays. So there's just some different things that Cam brings to the table that maybe other quarterbacks don't. In this particular case, as I mentioned, a few of them. So that's all part of just our awareness of and respecting the opponent and Cam in this case.
Ron Rivera said that Cam looked a little rusty in week one coming off the rotator cuff. When you dug into the film, did he look like himself to you?
I thought he did. I mean, they put up 23 points, and anytime you can do that in the NFL, that's saying something. So I thought they were productive offensively. They moved the ball and, you know, spread the ball around. And, you know, I thought he did a good job.
Going into week one, the game plan was whatever it takes, LeSean McCoy's workload was going to be whatever it takes to win the game. Is that pretty much the same thing going into week two?
Right. Game plan for week two. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, Josh, I'm not avoiding the question. It's, I mean, like I said a week ago, it's whatever we've got to do to win the game, you know, and that's at the end of the day, that's the important part of it here.
What is Jelani Jenkins' role going to be, Coach, and can he get up to speed in time to be active on Sunday?
Well, we're going to look at that. I mean, Jelani's played in this league both defensively and special teams. He's played outside mostly, so that's where we'll start him off. And you know, the important part now is just acclimating him to our system and what we do and getting him comfortable so he can play fast.
What did you see in your skill set that made you want to bring him in?
Well, just the athleticism overall. Came from a good system years ago at Florida, University of Florida, and some of the athletic attributes we look for in our linebackers. You know, he can run and he can diagnose and very instinctive player. So those are some of the things we saw on tape.
John, what's the status of Marcel Darius's hip injury, and is that something you guys are cognizant of limiting in the practice game, whatever.
Right. You know, much like all the players, Joe, we're aware of it, and we have a plan of how we want to handle it this week, just like we had a plan last week, and no different with the other players that have, you know, we're aware of there's some of their issues and things. So we just want to make sure we've got a plan as to how to handle it week to week.
Did that influence his time on the field on Sunday?
No.
Sean, how have you maintained your relationship with Ron Rivera since taking this job?
Well, Ron's been a big help to me. I mean, he really has. You know, he's always been there, you know, in the process leading up to the different interviews that I did have. And then since taking the job, he's always been available, offering help, a great resource for me to ask questions to. And I would say the same with respect to his entire family. His wife does a phenomenal job, and I know my wife has reached out to Stephanie and she's helped my wife a lot just adjusting to things, and you know, so Ron's been incredible.
How often do you talk with him?
We more text, you know, just because of the nature of the season, how quickly things move with training camp and now the season, and so he reached out, sent me a text before the game. I sent him a text shortly after our game, before his game on the West Coast, and so yeah, we dialogue back and forth. But right now, this time of the year, it's more via text.
Sean, how did Cody
Glenn's ankle come out after the first enhanced workload that he's had really in a long time?
Yeah, you know, I thought we took a step forward at this point. It seems like, Joe, we've taken a step forward. Thought Cody did some good things in the game. You know, obviously didn't play the entire game, but his rep count certainly increased from the week before. So, you know, we want to keep trending upward with respect to Cordy and that position.
Joe Webb warmed up pregame with wide receivers last week. Is that a week-to-week thing? Is it just, you know, how will that go? Is he primarily a quarterback?
Yeah, he's like, you know, it's like a video game, one of those shapeshifter guys, right? He's a quarterback, he's a wide receiver. It's like whatever you need to that's what he does. You know, he's a DB. He does a really good job. What's that?
Why was he available?
I don't know. I mean, that's a question for Carolina at this point. So, all right.
Sorry. As the week goes on, is it tougher for you to deal with any kind of emotion about going back to Carolina? And do you expect there to be a wave of it when you step on the field?
You know, it'll probably be a little different. You know, just so soon in our process here, maybe differently in week two versus week 12, right? Back in that stadium, you know, just seeing the people that I just left not too long ago. That'll be just from the human side of it. That'll be a little bit different. You know, I'm focused. Our team's focused. We had a great meeting, set of meetings this morning, and really our focus right now is just really on getting ourselves to continue to grow, and that'll be important for us this week.
Coach,